T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Third down and 20 for the Chiefs. The ball at the 48 of Pittsburgh. Shotgun snap. Drifting back 5. Good time in the pocket. Now he rolls. He cocks his arm. Throws downfield. It's caught at the 20 by Kelce down the near sideline. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Kelce down the near sideline. Got the ball. And a 48-yard touchdown pass. The third of the first half for Patrick Mahomes.
We weren't able to get off the field. I think that was the thing that we were doing really well, what we had planned and we were executing. I mean, they got a lot of weapons. They have a lot of great things they do schematically as well, and just couldn't hold on there as the game wore on.
Third and goal at the 1. Mahomes under center. He gets the snap. He fakes the handoff. He rolls. He looks. He throws. Caught. Touchdown. And Allegretti. Allegretti, the extra lineman who we mentioned, catches the ball as he was running parallel after giving an initial block. In the end zone, and a little touch pass of about 4 yards in the air to the lineman.
I want to win these games. I want to be a part of this. The playoffs are where you want to start, but you want to finish in the Super Bowl. I take it very personal when we don't have playoff success. I will be back on the drawing board trying to figure out a way if I'm on this team next year.
And now they backpedal with Kelce in the shotgun on a first and goal at the 2. Mahomes in motion. There's a direct snap and it goes to Kelce, who then throws the ball in the end zone. Touchdown! The tight end just threw a touchdown pass to Pringle of 2 yards.
We had to possess the ball. We had to minimize their possessions. We had to create scarcity for them in terms of opportunity, and we weren't able to maintain that. We're getting after them early on, but they still possessed the ball from a time of possession standpoint. They still had opportunities. We didn't press them enough. We didn't make them feel the pressure in totality of what we were doing.
Our final score is in, 42-21. The Chiefs beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. Roethlisberger walking off, a solo figure surrounded by media with his hands in a warmer, walking off slowly. Fans are lining up around the tunnel, and he takes off his helmet and waves as he goes into the tunnel and into the night here in Kansas City.
God bless to play another football game. It didn't end the way we wanted it to. How lucky are we that we get to play football for a living? We need to count our blessings and understand how lucky we are. Yeah, we're out there getting beat up and this, that, and the other, but we get to entertain millions of fans and throw, catch, run, do what we've all done as kids. That's our job now. When we say our prayers, thank God for that.
Entertained for a quarter, maybe even a quarter and a half, but the season ends with a whimper for the Steelers, 2021 over, Big Ben's career now over, and the Steelers left to pick up the pieces after another playoff blowout loss. Chiefs 42, Steelers 21. Playoff deja vu. Season ends just like last year. Killed in the playoffs, wondering what's next, where do you go from here? In this case, we don't have to spend, Chris, 4 hours debating Ben Roethlisberger's future. I mean, he was talking about going tubing with his kids today. Did you get to do any of that with Lennox before you came into work?
No, I was shoveling the driveway.
You call it tobogganing or you call it tubing? No. What do you go with?
Sledding.
Sledding, yeah.
No,
a sled and a tube are two very different things. I prefer a tube.
Like an actual inner tube?
Yeah, like the one that you would go on the,
like the lazy river type of
thing. Yeah. You put one of those on snow, it's a...
Have I ever ridden one of those in the snow?
Great times. Now that we got some extra time on our hands, we should, as a show, go tubing.
The toboggan thing, though.
Why don't we do that? Why don't we get the three of us together, me, you, and Donnie? We'll drink an entire bottle of bourbon beforehand. We'll split it three ways, and we'll go out tubing. What do you think, Donnie? That sound like fun?
Oh, I think that'd be a blast. I mean, I think with me, we would get some pretty good momentum going too.
We all get on it together like those banana boats.
Like what, the Chris Paul, LeBron James? They're out in the water.
Why not? I need to make some great content for our website.
Man, I grew up in the north, like in Ross Township, and anybody that grew
up Cleveland,
right around the believe it or not. Bronxfield Hill was one I never actually used, but that was always the holy grail. I mean, that thing.
We had one called the Hippo in our neighborhood.
Bronxfield Hill. My backyard, like, abutted kind of like all the neighborhood, all the houses in my neighborhood. There was a creek that separated us from the next street over. So we had a decent little hill there. Jeff Hathorn, who bought my grandmother's house.
Congratulations on all his success.
I think he lives literally 100 yards.
Well, then we can make home base at his spot.
Oh, it's the best hill in Pittsburgh.
We can drink the bottle of bourbon there, and then we can walk over and take advantage of that hill, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, well, is a toboggan have the curved kind of part coming back inward? Because, like, my go-to sled growing up, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles sled, I once flew out of the back of it when I went off, like, a sheer little 5 or 7 foot drop, smashed my back off of, like, snowpack. My mom had to carry me up to my house because I felt like I couldn't walk. Which made me similar to Ben last night.
Yep.
Not being able to move. Anyway.
I think the Steelers are...
Wait, he said we get to... hold on. We get to entertain millions of people. You call that entertainment? I would want Ben to be a movie critic then if I was putting a movie out there, because you could put out any old garbage
first
and call
it entertainment. First half hour was good.
Yeah, but you know what, though? Let me say this in starting, because there's so much I could do today. When they kept getting punts, I'm thinking to myself, all right, this isn't an A-plus quarter, but it's an A for them because it's scoreless, right? The longer that game went, though, with the Steelers' offense proving that it could do absolutely nothing, the more, if you have watched the Chiefs even once in your life with Mahomes, you knew what was coming next. There was going to be an explosion. And so even when they got up 7-0 with that defensive touchdown, you go, holy crap, this is unbelievable. Back of my mind, I would have to think back of your mind, you knew it wasn't going to last. Unless the offense magically flipped a switch they hadn't
flipped all
year. The turning
point was the Kelce touchdown right before the end of the first half. And when they hit that play on 3rd and 20, I said, good night, what do you want to do? I'll watch the rest of the game because it's Ben's last game and it's the playoffs. And I got nothing better to do. It beats going out and shoveling. But I knew what the end result was going to be. I knew the end of that movie. And it wasn't going to be pretty for the Steelers.
I'll be honest with you, I knew that the end of that movie was upon us at 14-7. They had to, I thought they had to play with a lead. And well, once that lead evaporated, it was over.
I think that the postmortem on the Steelers has to start with Tomlin in this way. How are you, as an organization, going to convince a coach who has never had a losing season? He just set that record to start a career. He got all kinds of praise for that. To get this team into the playoffs and over 500, how do you convince him that he needs to refine and change what he's doing? I think that's now, and if the Steelers don't want to do that, then you're going to get the same old thing next year. You're going to get the same type of result where your ceiling is to just make the playoffs and be a competitive team that's right around 500. I mean, the quarterback decision, as far as Ben goes, all of the drama and the awkwardness of him, like, you delayed it. You pushed the can down the road. Now you've come to that point. It's over. Like, there is not going to be any kind of staring contest with him, so you don't have to worry about that. It's about, what do you think of now, the most tenured person that's a key figure in the organization? If Colbert leaves too, is Tomlin. And what are you left with him, Chris? Because, yeah, give him credit for, I guess, getting this team to 9 wins, but his offensive coordinator sucks. And I have serious doubts about him trying to juggle the balls of being the head coach and the defensive coordinator on game day.
Doug Whaley was bandied about as a candidate. I think Ed Bouchette listed him as an outside-the-organization candidate for Kevin Colbert's job. I don't think Doug is going to be getting a serious look after he said Eric Bieniemy and Andy Reid are playing chess while Mike Tomlin and Keith Butler play checkers trying to stop them. I would say that he doesn't really need to be coaching this defense anymore, play to play. And I understand that when Dick LeBeau was here, people will continue to use that as a data point. See, Mike Tomlin just isn't a good coach. No, I think he's a good coach, but he needs to stop calling the plays on game day. Does anybody do a great job of that? Kyle Shanahan calls the Niners offense, yes? Right?
Yeah, he's got a play sheet in front of him.
Got a play sheet. He almost butchered the end of that game, situationally and everything else, because it is just a lot. Reed calls the Chiefs plays, but he really does have a co-worker there, right, in Bieniemy, where I think that they let Bieniemy call some of it. Leftwich calls the plays in Tampa. Bruce Arians doesn't. Arians gets a lot of credit, but Leftwich does the job. But I'm going to go back. Before we even get into the nitty-gritty of him calling plays, I'm going to go back to your starting point because I do agree with you. What has been my biggest complaint for like the last 18 months with this team? Same old, fetishizing like this conservative, we don't take hard left turns or hard right turns approach. Stay the course, we're the Steelers. When they hired him, Mike Tomlin, that was actually a pretty sharp turn for them. It wasn't a name anybody thought was really a serious candidate. It ended up paying off with a Super Bowl in his second year, and then another trip to the Super Bowl. He now, though, after having been such a surprise and successful hire, more than anybody else, he embodies what they embody, all the negative qualities. We don't really change. We just keep staying the course. Not having more or having more wins than losses or the same amount is somehow good enough. He's gotten stale, man. Like, his ideas have gotten stale. Watching this team flame out in the same way has gotten stale. He's got enough accrued credit, and with this franchise, he doesn't even need it to get to try to see it through to a period of transition here to something new. But if he doesn't want to do that, you've got to start seriously thinking about the direction of the franchise if you're Art Rooney and wondering if you just want to be an also-ran for a while. Because guess who's in the AFC for the foreseeable future? The guy who just tore you up last night. Mm-hmm. The guy who the day before absolutely humiliated Bill Belichick, Josh Allen.
Yep.
Lamar Jackson's still going to be a problem, just an impediment just to like winning the division. Oh, but wait, there's a much bigger one now. His name is Joe Burrow, and he looks like a future
Chris.
MVP. Justin Herbert's on the Chargers.
If
they don't evolve, they're going to die as a franchise that we've all come to know.
But it's not only those. If it were only the creme de la creme and the great quarterbacks that embarrassed the Steelers' defense in playoff games.
It's Blake Bortles, I know.
It's Blake Bortles and Baker Mayfield,
I know.
And that, and
135 points in their last three playoff games given up.
So, and he's 3-8 in his last 11 playoff games, and they haven't won a playoff game in 5 years. It's the longest drought in the Steelers' modern era. You can't just accept that. And if they do, then the Steelers are not the proud, Super Bowl-hungry organization that we made them out to be. If you believe in stability and in continuity with your head coach, fine. But that doesn't mean that you give him carte blanche to do whatever he wants. And I'm afraid that he, especially with Colbert stepping away now, Ben's leaving. I mean, some of these other people that had a big say and a big voice in the organization are going to be gone. So does that mean that Tomlin just gets even more? I mean, I think he has a hard enough time. I think right now there's too much on his plate.
But he wants it that way.
But that's, to me, that is the ultimate conundrum. He cannot have one of his buddies as the offensive coordinator anymore. Matt Canada, Randy Fichtner. These are people that Tomlin has, in Fichtner's case, a long-time relationship with. And we know the Canada nepotism angle to that because of his kid. And because they worked next door to each other.
Like, well, the next door to each other part's interesting because it just shows me, did he, not only, you know, he has a relationship with his kid, like, are you even trying to find somebody interesting to hire? You know what I mean? The next door part of it's almost worse than the nepotism part of it. You just, we need a new coordinator because the guy that was Ben's friend and my friend had to be the fall guy here, even though Ben really called the offense.
I mean, we've heard.
What's Matt doing?
We've heard Steelers insiders say things like they gave Tomlin more money and a longer extension because they wanted to have Kim in place for the next chapter, life without Ben Roethlisberger, and to a lesser extent, life without Kevin Colbert. I'm not excited about that right now. I mean, it just is mind-boggling to me that it really. I didn't know it at the time because the Chiefs offense took some time to shake off the rust. They had that moronic play where they didn't have Mahomes at quarterback, and that's how the Steelers go up 7-0. But think back to the way they started the game. They had all week to get ready for this. They game planned and thought about what is our plan of attack. And they thought, if we win the toss, let's take the ball. All right, that's showing balls. You're going to say, we want our offense on the field against this team. We're going to go tit for tat, score for score. All right, fine. What did they start with? Two runs right up the middle, and then Ben chucks it on third and long.
Something he can't, he couldn't do anymore, and three it was and readily out. Evident.
It's the same old, same old. It's the same crappy Steelers offense to start the game.
Well, it wasn't quite the same old, same old. They didn't just throw a bunch of short passes or on third and whatever, throw short of the sticks.
But think about this. If they went into this, what did we say all week? Man, you got to do something different.
And what did everybody who covers the team tell us to expect? The same old. They said they don't even have it in them.
You got to go into a game like that, and I'm not saying that the only answer is go no huddle and let Ben do his thing. How about a look that the Chiefs are like, wait a minute, we haven't seen five wide receivers maybe. Go heavy. Believe it or not, maybe put Watt in at fullback to start the game. Not like line him up as a wide receiver and then throw an out pattern to him. I mean, that's like...
Four possessions in the first quarter, a total.
Chris.
A total of 12 yards.
I just... Do I hear when some Steelers fans say, look what Canada had to work with. Ben is clearly at 39 years old, a limited quarterback. Yes, he is. But if you gave him a good quarterback, I don't think he would know what to do with him. I don't. There's nothing about his resume as an offensive coordinator outside of 1 year at Pitt that would lead anyone to think that he's qualified to do this job. We should honestly be more outraged that he's here, and to your point, the manner in which he was A, hired, and B, promoted. The offensive line coach quit.
Who hired him or who elevated him?
Tomlin.
In the absence of any experience on the job at that level, at this level?
Right. So, you know, he's got to take blame for that, but I got to go a step higher than that. Art Rooney, if you don't want to see your team just settle for blowout playoff losses, your league just signed big television contracts. You've got Amazon, CBS, ABC, Fox, everybody, NBC, everybody lined up to give you more money. You're richer than you've ever been. Give your coach money to hire good assistant coaches. That falls back on him. And he needs to go to Tomlin and say, hey, coach, head coaches hire their assistant coaches, but here's the money to actually go get some good ones. And if he doesn't do that, then that tells me something about Art Rooney's desire.
I think we know enough about
and
Art's
hunger
desire.
And appetite to win.
Yeah, I think we already know about that.
What is it? He's a settler?
He's going to push the fork around the plate and pretend like he's eating. Hey, we'll fix the running game. Let's draft Najee Harris. Hey, this is unacceptable. Oh, running game still sucks for the third straight year. Yeah, but we're the Pittsburgh Steelers. I got no faith that Art Rooney has the kind of intestinal fortitude, the anger, the desire, any of it. They are a team that is in love with the fact that they're the Pittsburgh Steelers and nobody else gets to be that, except that they're becoming a punchline one bad season at a time or one ugly playoff exit at a time. It's the longest run now since the merger without a playoff victory. And the worst part is, in every one of these last three, it's been humiliating for one reason or another. The best thing you can say about last night's game is at least a future Hall of Famer KO'd the Steelers and sent Ben Roethlisberger into retirement. Instead of what it would have been last year, a guy that can barely get a job probably in the NFL after the Browns eventually cut him loose doing the same thing. I mean, they're just a... I was going to swear before the show because I'm so mad because saying this for so many years. They are a team and a franchise that is in love with what they see in the mirror, even though what they see in the mirror should disgust them.
Doesn't it just show you that there is a huge gap between being a competitive team and being a bona fide real contender? I mean, if fans are okay with, you know, we're better than the Browns, we took advantage of the Ravens' injuries and beat them twice. I mean, if that's all that matters to you, are like having bragging rights over teams like that, then fine. I mean, there are some elements of this season that I do think leave Steelers fans feeling satisfied on a couple of levels.
I disagree with that. I think it was a farce of a season pretty much from the jump. Beating a crap team like the Browns with a crap quarterback in like the the C team of the Ravens because of all their injuries? Oh, whoop-de-doo. So wait, you got to sweep those two teams and go 4-0, and then your perennial punching bag, like, littlest brother absolutely ripped your guts out and fed them to you two straight times.
Yep, the Bengals.
There's always a tit-for-tat. Oh, you beat Buffalo in the season opener. How nice. You tied the Lions. Kirk Cousins carved you up like a turkey. You were left, this proud franchise is left looking at Ben Roethlisberger's garbage time numbers to try to find positives. Oh, the wise Steelers drafted a college guard undersized for the pros said he'll be a center.
I mean,
great job, guys.
I can tell you right now, based on what people have said about what it took for Roethlisberger to finally get it going last night, like, I think Dulac wrote, Ben's starting to make plays because he's ignoring the calls that are coming in.
Jerry's actual tweet was this. After Ben Roethlisberger led a 75-yard touchdown drive, Chris Collinsworth wondered on TV, quote, where's that been all night, end quote. I'll tell you where. He finally said heck on those plays he's getting in his helmet and decided to do things his way. Trust me.
I'll tell you exactly what that is. I think Roethlisberger wised up and figured out that it was not in his best interest to passive-aggressively in his last year say disparaging things about the offensive coordinator and his incompetence and the fact that he's not good at his job. And so what he's doing is he has told people that he trusts, like Jerry, that the guy sucks and Dulac is doing Ben's work for him, is what that is. I mean, I don't think that Ben's blameless in this at all. I think Ben is letting everybody know, though, that this guy is completely unqualified and inept at his job.
Okay, well, I have a problem with that.
But it's true.
Two things can be true. Matt Canada is unqualified and inept.
And Ben's ready for retirement.
And
I agree.
And if Ben was so hot to trot about this guy's so bad, look at this. Jerry, can you please ghostwrite my anger here?
I mean, hey, he did Ben, all year.
Hey, Ben, you have carte blanche. You've been given it. If you're so hamstrung by bad play calls, say to heck with the game plan on play one. Oh, wait a minute. If you did that, it would reveal once and for all that you are a shell of yourself. If Canada is like 51% of the problem or 50.1%, Ben was 49.9. But we can't say that about the venerable Ben Roethlisberger as he goes into retirement. No, that would be mean. How dare we say out loud the truth? He sucked. He was a joke this year. His fourth quarter numbers, with the exception of maybe two, maybe three games, were a complete farce, a byproduct of disinterested teams letting him do what he wanted and play in his sandbox. He sucked.
Your biggest takeaways from the Steelers' blowout playoff loss. Do you match Mueller's passion and enthusiasm for what we had to watch last night? Whatever you want to say about Chiefs 42, Steelers 21, and the season that was, 412-928-9370. We have Donnie Football in the house. He's producing today. You talk to Donnie, you get through to us. We want to hear from Steelers fans the day after a playoff loss, a season-ending loss, a career-ending loss for Roethlisberger. 412-928-9370.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Game plans are irrelevant, man. We didn't execute nearly well enough several, you know, minutes into the third quarter. We had 2 first downs. You're just not going to keep pace with a lot of people like that, particularly an offense as explosive as the one that Kansas City has.
Fan Hotline presented by Nemacolin. Around every corner, Nemacolin creates real-life magic for guests like you. Steelers fans want to sound off on the end of the year with a watch last night in Kansas City. Steelers, where they go from here. Thoughts on this team. What went wrong last night? Scapegoats, culprits, who's to blame? The whole nine yards. Or in the case of the Steelers offense, the whole what? 2 yards?
Was it 322 to 44 at one point?
What did they average in like the first half? 1.7 yards per play or something ridiculous like that?
Yeah, but you know, they did put up some big fourth quarter numbers in this one, Pony.
412-928-9370. We know there's a lot of snow. We know you might not be at work today because it's a holiday for many people. Get involved. Get your takes out there. Agree with Mueller. Slam Mueller.
We don't care. What about your takes? Don't they need to agree with
yes.
or slam you?
Respond to me. 412-928-9370. Here is Mark batting leadoff. Hello, Mark.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, man.
All right, I've been with Mr. Chris Mueller all year long. So, Chris, I've been saying what you've been saying all year. This, to me, was a wasted year for us, bringing Roethlisberger back. I knew that was going to happen. I just, you know, assigned myself to like, okay, that's what it's going to be. I know you guys were talking about money coming in and looking for better assistant coaches, but my beef right now is with our head coach, which I've been saying this for years as well. Like, the Steelers to me right now are an old beat up car, and they keep putting money into this old car trying to get what they're going to get out
so
of it.
So what would you do with Tomlin?
What they need to do is buy a new car. So,
so what would you do with Tomlin?
Out of here, because I don't care who you bring in terms of assistant coaches or quarterbacks, whether it's Rodgers, Carr, Garoppolo. It doesn't matter to me, because with that head coach at the helm, we're not going anywhere. It's time to just call it quits for him.
Why
so that's
that?
My opinion there.
Why? Why have you lost all faith in him as someone that can get them back to the Super Bowl?
Well, look at the record, Tony. Just like you guys are saying, when's the last time we won a playoff game? Week after week, we keep hearing him take the podium after these games that we lose, saying the same old thing. We didn't execute. We didn't execute. We didn't execute. Well, take some responsibility. It's like, when are the Rooneys going to wake up and say, okay, Mike, yeah, you're right. We're not executing, but you got
to. I think you get to another problem. I think you get to another problem there too, because it's obvious that things are not working out. And if Mike Tomlin can't see that or acknowledge that, then the owner has to do that for him. And but I just don't see the owner as being very urgent about all this.
I thought philosophically.
And I agree with you too, Chris, about that. I don't think the Rooneys have yet to lift a finger to do something,
Mark,
and I don't understand why.
I agree philosophically that they were not going to compete for a Super Bowl this year with Roethlisberger. So unless you want to send them off with a retirement tour, I wanted them to move on and let's see what they've got with the quarterbacks behind them or whatever this offseason. That clearly didn't happen. But what I'm trying to figure out from you is there is a difference between a wasted year and a bad year. It sounds to me like you think Tomlin did a bad job with this team. That 9-7-1 and getting to the playoffs was a bad coaching job. Is that what you're saying?
I've been saying that for years. Yes, I am saying that too, Andrew.
So then what would a good coach have done with this team? If I gave this team Bill Belichick, what do you think their record would have been?
I think Bill Belichick would have probably got us at least to 11 wins, I'll be honest with you. I think he's a more disciplined coach.
Hold on, Mark.
Oh, my God.
I can't.
11 wins.
See, this is a weird
needle. Good Lord.
This is a needle you've got to thread, though. In some ways, he did a good job. There is something to be said for keeping a team, you know, not losing your room in the pros. What did Doran call it? Turks and Caicos syndrome or whatever late? He never lost those guys. He always had them, I think, generally playing hard, and he somehow won more games than he lost. I guess I'll make it easy, though. You say, is it a bad year or a lost year? Like a wasted year, I should say? It's a wasted year.
Okay,
should have brought him back.
But those are very different things. Did we know how the season was going to end the second they decided to bring back Ben? That there wasn't going to be any postseason glory. There wasn't going to be a Bettis right off into the sunset. Of course we did. But that's different from the guy did such a lousy job with this team that he should get fired for it. And I think I've been pretty consistently hard on Tomlin. And even I think that that's a stretch.
But I think the criticism of Tomlin today, I'll give you credit, I think you started the show with it. He has a ton of power. He has been granted a ton of power by the most coach-friendly organization in probably in all of pro sports, would you agree? At least the NFL. They value coaches more than any other team. New England hasn't had a reason to want to get Bill Belichick out of there.
Yep.
So,
yeah, but even Belichick's had to adapt or evolve.
But
that's what Tomlin's going to have to do.
Mike has had a fraction of the success Bill Belichick has had in the end because he's won a fraction of the Super Bowls, 1-6. And yet he seems more stubborn about his way of doing things than Bill Belichick does.
Well, he's been empowered by the Steelers, the one organization that makes a coach feel like he'll never lose his job. And I think that's a problem. When the coach has job security and there's no threat of losing that job, human nature, don't you behave differently?
I mean, I would wonder,
there's
there
no
really
pressure on him, Chris. If
I
he
know
doesn't,
you and I can say that, but like inside the walls are people who are actually privy to these
conversations.
What
did you just say about Art Rooney? You really think he's holding Tomlin's feet
fire? No, that's where the problem is. Yeah, I think it really does end up having to go up above Tomlin because here's the problem. The guy who empowers him to do what he wants and Tomlin himself, I think, have the same view of the Steelers. We're the Steelers. It'll be all right.
412-928-9370. You want to react to Mark's call? Do you agree Tomlin should be out? Here's Liam on the fan. Hello, Liam.
Mo, you're the smartest man in Pittsburgh. All right?
Clip that.
I'm frustrated beyond all belief with this year. It's a lost year. It does start with Rooney, which is the root cause of this, but at minimum, Canada needs to go. Butler needs to go. Tomlin needs to have a left ego to remove his defensive play calling and schemes in game and hire a defensive coordinator who's going to have complete autonomy. And my fear, because I think Tomlin has had too much of a say on draft day, is with the lame duck, Kevin Colbert, who's going to retire after the draft and potentially have another blow up with Kendrick Green. Granted, I love Pat Freiermuth. I think he did a great job, but
would you have rather they picked, hold on. So you love Freiermuth, and listen, it pains me to say this because Pony was pretty right on him. He's been very good.
I don't
good.
Know. I feel like people are like praising their draft.
Would you Najee, rather have
Freiermuth,
had,
Norwood, yeah, those guys?
Najee's
going
to have a 5-year career because he's getting the hell beat out of him.
I just hear a lot of positivity for
Liam,
last draft.
Would you say that you would rather have, though, because imagine I give you this one or the other. You say you like Freiermuth. Would you have rather had Creed Humphrey, who looks like he's going to be one of the best centers in the NFL for a long time, or Freiermuth?
1,000%. When I saw Humphrey kind of drop down the draft board, they need a center. The center is the anchor of your offensive line. If they had Creed Humphrey at center with Najee in the back,
I feel like I need to pipe in with this though. Like, do I said going into this game that they were lucky to even be in the playoffs, and if they were competitive and played a close game, it was gravy or the cherry on top of the season. If they had gone 9-7-1 and the Colts had beaten the Jaguars, would people be calling in to tell us today that the season sucked? I don't think so. I refuse to believe that. And thanks for the call. Like, I don't, it just, that to me, that part of it doesn't sound right to me.
That getting to the playoffs actually made people more angry.
That's what I'm hearing right now. Well, like, that this season sucked. It did? I mean, week 17 and week 18 were pretty cool for me. I don't know. Like,
they actually weren't for me, and that's where I'll draw a difference for you. I didn't care that much about either one of them.
So
it felt like it should have been something that like, yes, it ended unhappily last year, but because I view the whole season as a wasted year because they shouldn't have brought the quarterback back, I'm not going to sit there and be like, wow, this is a nice emotional moment and these are two gut check wins.
But even you would admit that they exceeded your expectations with the quarterback this season.
Mainly because I thought they were going to be a 7-10 hot vomit team, and they were a 9-7-1 mostly hot vomit team.
But still gave everybody an extra week of football, albeit a very lousy extra week of football.
The Steelers gave, hey, we're going to give you an extra week of football. That sounds more like a threat than a promise with this team. I didn't want to – I'll be honest with you. Like, we get paid to do an unbelievably fun job here, watching sports and talking about it. There was like a part of me that did not want to watch what I almost was positive was going to happen last night. Like, I would have rather gotten on with the business of let's figure out where this franchise goes direction-wise, because that's the much more pressing question than let's watch them maybe stave off the devil here for 15 minutes until Patrick Mahomes gets sufficiently pissed off and puts a touchdown record on them. He put 5 touchdowns on the board in 10 and a half minutes.
Yeah, that's a record in the playoffs.
Here's the worst part. The next closest is Brady at like 25 minutes.
That against the Steelers in the AFC Championship game?
It might have been when they were employing the nobody cover Chris Hogan defense. Pony, I think there's a schism here with Steelers fans, and there's the side you're representing. Hey, Tomlin did something of a good job to drag this team to the playoffs in 9-7-1. He needs to make changes, but in a vacuum, this was weirdly impressive. And the last 2 weeks of the season were meaningful to me as a fan and what have you. There's those fans on one side. There is a large ravine. And then there's the people like me who never even wanted to see it get run back.
I think Tomlin needs to be humbled. And if he isn't, then I don't see.
Well, hold on. You say humbled like he needs to realize, wow, I've had a lot of failures. What was one of the things he said after the game yesterday?
Game plans don't matter. We just played it.
Right. Does that tell you that he's humbled, or does that tell you that he thinks the players let the coaching
staff down? That's what I was just
going
to say. That sounds like passing the buck to me.
It is. Yeah, it's passing the buck so Deontay can drop it.
Here's Pony and Mueller, number one superfan, Jeff. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, guys. Happy MLK Day. Let's go Pens, by the way. The games this weekend didn't alleviate my fears of the NFL being a watered-down product by allowing a couple of 7 seeds to get in.
Go on.
Hello?
Go on.
We're listening. Yeah.
Go on.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought maybe I was cut off.
No,
there.
Keep going.
All right. Ordinarily, I'd be at peace with this being the end of an era with Ben retiring and even a little excited to see what comes next just because we haven't been in this position for so long. But let me ask you guys this. Chris, you just went off on how bad overall Ben was this year, and it's hard to refute most of that. I caught part of the show yesterday, and I managed to hear most of the Bouchette segment, and he said something that scares me. Paraphrasing, but one of you asked him if the outcome of the game would have any impact on what they do.
And he said no.
Yeah, he said either no, not really, and Tomlin is a stubborn guy. And, you know, that I don't doubt Ed's reporting, but last night's game should absolutely be a referendum on where they are compared to the rest of the league. But instead, I almost get the feeling, and I want to see if you guys agree with me on this, that based off of what Ed said and Tomlin's constant quarterback mobility comments from earlier this year, that there's almost this mindset that has crept in that they'll automatically be better when they move on from Roethlisberger. Ben's the problem. Then, we're going to be fine.
Then why did they bring him back this year? You know what I mean? Like, I've seen Jeff, the argument that, like, somebody just tweeted me, you don't not bring Ben back, double negative, but the guy's basically earned it. No, he hasn't. This is another problem I have with this whole team and maybe the franchise, if you believe, like, they think things will improve just now that they're post-Ben. Bringing him back then was an embarrassment because no one player is bigger than any franchise. Nowhere. Nowhere does somebody just earn basically a one-year free lunch and farewell tour because, well, they've done a lot.
Maybe they didn't realize that until the year started and they realized that this whole Canada experiment wasn't going to work with Ben. I mean, it's kind of hard to divorce yourself from everything that he had done before. You know, when your skills decline in the NFL, and we saw a little bit.
But that's basing decisions on emotion and not, like, facts. And I think that that's where they got caught up in this season, wanting to believe that they were going to be able to write a different ending than what happened last year. What?
There's so many things wrong.
Well, I think, and Jeff, thanks for calling. I think the biggest thing about looking at the Steelers moving forward from Jeff's perspective that scares me is if there's almost a tacit agreement with Canada, like, hey,
you're going to get your chance to show what you can do with a different quarterback.
And I think that probably did exist when they promoted him, that there was that mutual understanding. But I honestly think it went so terribly that they have to.
I was willing to
go
get,
back on
well,
that.
Here, I'll say this as the guy that wanted to very loudly inform all of you that Roethlisberger sucked this year. I was willing for probably the first 6 to 8 weeks of the season to give Canada some benefit of the doubt. But like, A, Rudolph is not much more mobile than Ben. The idea that it will just work better with him is ridiculous.
No, he's statuesque.
Right. He doesn't have an arm. Like, nothing. He's just not good. The longer I watched Canada and the more you heard from people who actually are in the stadium covering the games that, like, hey, you can't see it on the TV feed, but nobody is open downfield. Do you know what that tells me? The guy scheming up the plays doesn't know what the hell he's doing.
Follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Jim Shorkey, Keo Wexford, North Huntington, Uniontown. We do want to hear from Steelers fans today. We get it. The roads stink and there's a lot of snow and maybe some of you are home from work. But we do want your perspective on the Steelers' season-ending loss.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.